Jen, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm well, and you?
Are you foggy on your side of town as well?
Not anymore. It's burning off. Well, so then, it was this morning on my way in.
Burn this way. Come. We're trying to reel it in towards downtown to get everything, make it a little bit easier to see and get around for all that. Now, here we are, and the most important part of the spring school calendar is right now. Some people say I-step. I say spring break.
Both.
Which order are your folks taking it in?
Well, right now we're focused on I-STEP. Spring break isn't here, so right now I-STEP is the focus.
Okay, fine. We'll make those state regulators happy for a couple days to do that. Yes. But isn't it a neat reward, though, that spring break's right after that?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Looking forward to it. I think everybody is.
Jen, is it over after before spring break, or do they have to come back and do more?
Oh, no, we're finished. We're wrapping up. We wrapped up our I-STEP last week, and we are in the middle of I-READ 3 until Wednesday, and then we're just, you know, catching some of the kiddos who are absent. So we should be all finished with everything by Thursday. And then spring break hits, and we come back and start fresh and ready to go until the next round.
How do you deal with that? Because the kids obviously know there's vacation coming. When do they go into vacation mode versus I-STEP mode?
They're pretty good. Friday's always a little more challenging day, but the teachers are well seasoned and they're awesome here at Binford, so they know and they plan activities accordingly and just kind of meet them where they are. But I think everybody's getting that little bug. We got some warm weather last couple weeks and we were able to get outside and run around, and they're probably gearing up right now.
Now, you just completed a big fundraiser for the community kitchen.
We did. We did. Every year we do, since I was here 5 years ago as assistant principal, we started the, it's Binford Pays It Forward, and it's for the Backpack Buddies. And so each classroom takes an item that Community Kitchen has said that they needed for their Backpack Buddies program, and they bring in those items over the course of a week. And then we have some other activities that go along with paying it forward. We started in... We start talking about it in January with Martin Luther King Jr. Day to honor him, to pay it forward and do something a little more proactive. So we brought in this year 650 items of food for the Backpack Buddies program.
Talk about that paying it forward, because you told me before we went on the air that you're doing something about music videos for pay it forward.
Yeah, our music teacher, Lisa Zorn, who's just incredible and just won Music Teacher of the Year.
Congratulations.
We're so proud of her. She is taking the sixth grade, and she's using the iPads, and they're composing videos along with music to bring aware for social awareness some different topics such as inclusion, bullying, how to be a good friend, equality on all top possible fronts. And so they're putting together these extremely powerful videos. I mean, they make you cry. I mean, to think that sixth graders were able to put the video, the production, the graphics, the musical score that goes along with it. It's been profound. We've been playing them on our TV when you first walk into the building, and they're moving. They're absolutely moving. And so the kids are stopping in the hallway and they're watching and they're listening, you know, the third graders and fourth graders and fifth graders as they go by. So she just started that this year, and it's just been so moving. It's been so moving.
Is there a way that people listening now will be able to see those?
I don't know. We're still working on that. Hopefully we'll be able to get those, you know. I'll talk to Mr. Clampett and see if there's a way we can showcase
them. Get them up on the website, right. Now, you told me you had an author come in to talk to the kids?
We did. We had John David Anderson come in. He wrote Mrs. Bixby's Last Day and posted. Our PTO, who's phenomenal, they paid for him to visit our school. Our librarian, Mrs. Hamilton, arranged the whole thing. And she's just incredible. She had him come in, and so each class, sixth grade, read posted, and then fifth grade and fourth grade read Mrs. Bixby's Last Day. So they all made characters to decorate the auditorium. He came in and spoke to fourth, fifth, and sixth grade, and then went into fifth grade and talked to each individual class. But Mrs. Hamilton and Mrs. Stockwell, who's a former teacher here at Binford, she was here when my kids went here, they took the posted book, and it's all about writing positive post-it notes on lockers. So the night before he was here, they took post-it notes and placed them all along the sixth grade hallway of encouraging messages on every single locker for the sixth graders to come in that morning. So it was such a neat thrill to come in and see their faces when they walked down, and they had messages like, "You're incredible, you can do it, you know, we all love you." I mean, it was so, wow, so moving. And he was phenomenal, funny guy, really funny guy. And it's always exciting to have an author, and our PTO has supported since I've been here. This is the third author, and we just could not be more grateful to them.
How did the kids react to seeing somebody, the reality of, that's the person who wrote the book that you like so well?
It kind of grounds them. They're a little shocked at first to think that this person is, you know, standing in front of them. They're not just some figment when you talk about an author. And they're in awe a little bit, but he's well seasoned at speaking, and he made them all comfortable, and they asked a ton of questions, really relevant questions. Mm-hmm. And so I have to give, you know, kudos to him, because he really made it exceptional for the kids.
Do the kids critique the author?
I don't think we had any critiques going on this time. They do, and you know, they do critique their, you know, reading and comparing and contrasting, mm-hmm, and you know, point of view. But his books are just enjoyable books to read.
All right, now you're getting ready for the, where have I heard this term?
Spring
before?
Break. Spring break. No, spring break.
School carnival.
Oh, school carnival. There you
yes,
go.
Yes, after spring break. We are. We are. Binford Rogers has a huge carnival. This year is April 6th, so it's a little earlier. A lot goes on in Bloomington in the end of April and beginning of May that we need to work around. So we're a little earlier this year, but PTO had their meeting last night, and looks like they're all set and ready to go, and everybody's always excited about the carnival. It's a huge event.
Who can come by this carnival? This is open for everybody, right?
Uh-huh. Yep. Parents, students, Binford, you know, Binford Rogers, we do it together. We do host it here at Binford.
I was going to say, do you cross the street to go from one building to the other?
No, we host it here. It's bigger and a little easier. The gym's huge, so everybody comes over here, and it's always just so fun, because you get to go around and you just get to hang out and play games and you know, get to know the kids and get to kind of be with them on a different level and just really kind of see them interact with their families. I love it. I'm a people watcher, so this is great.
Absolutely. You got the big parking lot as well. Oh, baby. Yep. Oh, the fundraiser and the games and everything else that goes on everything supporting a great cause there. Excellent job as always. We hope the spring breaking goes well, of course. Don't spring break too hard. We want everybody to come back and finish up the year.
Right.
We'll blame Keith if we have any other weather problems to deal with, but it doesn't look to be that case. So that helps your schedule as well when you move on.
Yes.
And knock out your eye step, your eye read, and eye everything else.
Yeah, we will. We will do that. We've got a great group of teachers and kiddos, and they're phenomenal. So I couldn't ask for a better school.